Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, friends and family. Howdy, howdy. We are moving forward with our 11th segment of this Progressive Party Blog Talk broadcast. And I'm going to be extending the program here in the very near future. We're just going to dive right into it. We're going to dive right into this evening's topic, which is going to begin with Mercury's review. You know, Mercury is the closest planet to our local star, and supposedly the quickest. The archetype of Mercury represents that of communication, and has always represented more or less the deity, which delivers insight or runs it down to you in the highest of light. Well, in this case, the Portland Mercury Review just came out today, and it says, learn how to vote on the cover of the Thursday edition. There's a woman with her head held high. She's spilling the wine, and she looks hip. She appears to be hip, and she's going to be even hippier once we have a chance to review this this election endorsement edition. And we're going to ask that those of you with half a wit and a will consider writing articles to begin putting the spin on this type of journalism. You know, a couple of blogcasts prior, we were talking about misleading journalism, and we were talking about the Willamette Week's so-called endorsement on Measure 74, which was a third-grade interpretation of our 13-year medical marijuana program, slinging all sorts of perceptions that are related, you know, to prohibition, words like pot, grass, dope, weed. Again, until we evolve our language or our terminology and really begin to approach the sacramental facets of cannabis sativa, ganja, with a holistic, comprehensive view towards the divine feminine, then we will continue to water her down with pitiful references that get us nowhere. And in this case, it was the Willamette Week primer that that more than likely influenced the opinion of our local art culture rag, the Mercury. You see, all of these publications share the technosphere, and the technosphere is basically he said, she said, they said, and things follow in suit. And so in this case, the Willamette Week actually and this is my personal opinion, Bud. The Willamette Week basically, through counterintuitive intelligence, influenced the Mercury to not endorse Measure 74 and sent a ripple into the creative social fabric of the Portland metro area, with a message that we weren't ready for taxation regulation, and that they were all for legalization, but they didn't want they didn't feel that the measure had adhered to their standards. And again, the perception that cannabis is not legal. There's so many people that are unaware that this is a legal Eagles association or program. And all we're trying to do now is bring bring in some definitive facets of regulation to help raise the bar and create more of a professional approach towards organic alternatives and holistic care. Cannabis is only one of them. So we're trying to move you into the Eastgate, my friends, so that we can have a better understanding. And that's what you're going to get tonight, tuning in to Bud Strider on the line. Okay? All right. Well, the moon is certainly waxing in its fullest, and we have begun a new wave spell of intelligence tonight, today. This keen, the yellow magnetic warrior. And the yellow magnetic warrior is such because the dumbing down of once great peoples is really a tactic used by the Syndicate for Material Evolution and those who are embedded and entrenched in the flat planes of the 1260, which is corporate culture, which is masked in the form of Christianity. It makes it a point to dumb down the intelligence of the species, to create drone bots and slaves to do the bidding of the beast. So day four is the catalytic door in the self-existing moon of form that restores a facet of mental hygiene, which attunes you to the synchronic order of the dynamics of time and consciousness, so that you can restore the amnesia, which is now running rampant with attention deficit disorders and other short-fused attention spans, which seek to fragment your hard drive and dilute your RAM. Okay, your random access memory is something that works in tandem with your hard drive, and unless you've got both hemispheres crossing over, working holistically, then oftentimes you'll find yourself lopsided. So in this case, I unify in order to question your intelligence. And what am I unifying? I'm attracting the collective will of my people, and I'm using intelligence to dispel the fear, which is often the case amongst cannabinoids, because the more you know, the less you show. And unless you've had the time to integrate your nervous system, beware, you will compromise it with pot. And with Potheads Anonymous running amok, you may never know the power of the force, but with this moon waxing, you may find a new purpose in Measure 74, this movement or garden culture economy. And I hope that you are guided, and I hope that your power be magnified. And so that's the whole purpose behind this next 13-day stretch, is to really ripen the intelligence of the waxing moon, and to be mindful that despite the clouds and the shift of the seasons, there is a star up there, and that star is bathing us in chromatic waveform frequencies, and on occasion we receive a ray or a beam of light, and more often than not in the form of a mandala, which is targeted towards a very particular acupressure or acupuncture point on the earth by the Galactic Federation. And that is what's happening. Okay, so what I'm doing again is farting with my technology here, trying to make sure that this track is uploaded and is in the right place. And in so doing, I appreciate your patience. And I know you're really going the distance with me and my learning curve with this technology, and I do appreciate that. So, without further ado, let's just move right into this article, and I will figure this gosh darn thing out on my own. Okay? Okay. So we may or may not have music tonight. The track I wanted to play for you is another Whispering Tongues, oldie but a goodie, and that's In the Wind. And we're going to get around to that, but yada ba da ba do do come on, Jay, be quick about it. We do have special events. Boy, we've got a lot going on, but if we don't get our way with this vote, we don't see this through together, then it's going to be a whole lot of energy spent for nothing. The Mercury has gone on to critique Measure 74, and says that they really, really, really wanted to support this measure. The plan to bring Oregon's medical marijuana market out from basements and backyards and into regulated nonprofit dispensaries instead. So we still have a marketplace perception that the mainstream is projecting, which basically means that we are for sale or cannabis is for sale. And that's tied in again to the subliminal program that time is money. And as long as there is a marijuana market out there, then there's something to be taxed, or a black market facet of terrorism that is playing itself out in the subliminal unconscious. We support legalization. They go on to say, we support legalization. Well, again, we're already legal. You know, there's no mention that you know that cannabis is already prevalent amongst cardholders and amongst non-cardholders throughout the Cascadia bioregion. California's number one cash cow is cannabis sativa, and we know that California, despite its financial woes, is still the top economic income producing engine of this country. So go figure. Okay, we also support improving access to pot for patients who can't grow their own stuff. Pot, stuff, dope heads, you know, it's like, I don't know what to do with this. You guys got to help me out of here. Who can grow their own stuff and live either in far-flung rural areas or whatever reason, don't run in the same circles as casual pot smokers. So kind of making us out to be like this country bumpkin, this recluse, you know, people who are out there, you know, and unable to cope in the city or in the metro or whatever, making us out to be, you know, just trailer trash, you know, in a certain regard. They go on to continue with, while this measure comes close to winning our assent, we're not convinced it's the right measure for Oregon patients. Much of the measure's promise of regulation and reform hinges on state rules that would be crafted only after the measure is approved. And there's the very real chance those rules would fall short of advocates' claims. Well, from my understanding, it's an open-ended architecture of creativity that was stitched into Measure 74, and it was stitched that way for a reason, so that advocates could be involved in the shaping and the refinement of the measure, so that there would be a citizens' review type of process, roundtable discussion, that would give people an opportunity to continue to shape the program in the best of light. A highly touted provision that calls for grass to be tested lacks a firm financial commitment. Obviously, they didn't run the numbers. They're not taking into consideration the projected revenues. Obviously, cannabis sativa represents a great deal of potential to those who see it as a cash cow or an income engine, and you can figure out the rest. I mean, the writing's on the wall. I think the projections for the first year, just in registration fees and cardholder fees, was something like $20 million or something. But it says here, I like the way they refer to, you know, the ganja as grass. Again, these are all federal Class One associations that do us no good and only water down our intent. There is no limit on the number of dispensaries. Many more could crop up than the state can afford to regulate. Well, so be it. You know, you're not going to become a dispensary for long if you're not professional, if you're not clean, if you're not with the measure. If you're not the real deal, then they will shut you down, and your community will shut you down. I mean, there are ways and means to self-regulate, and that's exactly what we do. We know who's real, and we know who's not real. It goes on to say that even at the best-case scenarios of $40 million in annual revenue from permits, that's not enough revenue or a clear enough indication for the Mercury that this program would be in the best interests of Oregon peoples. So, again, shady journalism and what to do but try to burn on through with you and get you to write a letter and at the same time multitask so that I don't go insane with this stupidity. Okay, here we go. Won't even bother to address the background checks because so many have been pinched for minor amounts of minor possession. Although, you know, I think what they're saying here is that the 5-year background checks required by the measure won't weed out and so on and so forth. Okay, we're going to wrap it up with the final paragraph, which is our current system in which patients can grow their own shit. Now we've gone from pot to grass to shit. Or have someone trusted to grow for them isn't perfect. Our current system in which patients can grow their own shit or have someone trusted grow for them isn't perfect. The best growers already have a full complement of patients, and with a lesser grower, it's hard to know what you'll wind up getting. Well, in come the Columbia River Care Providers Association. In come the association that raises the bar on the application of herbology and organic alternatives and aesthetic care and practices and skills from your massage to your yoga to your personal training to whatever discipline helps you to feel well. It could be dancing, it could be drumming, it could be any facet of art therapy. What we're doing is we are bringing in the original intent of OMA with the 13th year. And while most are politicking and drumming up a storm of interest in cannabis, few if any of these clinics are truly developing programs for their patients, and we want to encourage you all to do just that. Put us to work. We're ready, we're qualified, we're skilled, and we are safe. And so what is taking you so long? I know what's taking you so long. Well, we're going to get around to that because, pardon me, because I've been busting my tail to get through to you, and they're making it very difficult for Bud Strider to make a living because most of them are potheads in closet cases, and they're just into it to line their pockets, and I digress. Well, I'm looking for some music now, and I'd like to give that to you because this kind of journalism drives me nuts, and I think you can tell. And I'm going to have to change channels and shift gears. Again, we're moving into the wave spell of intelligence. It's the warrior's wave spell. There aren't too many of us left anymore. We used to have societies and Chantasena and Akichita societies and practices to train within that understanding so that we could carry ourselves well and stabilize our social fabric. You know, the only institutions that were stable at great times of change were the warrior orders. They were the military orders. And in this case, our military, as you can see, is running amok with their fervor for control. And in this case, we're talking about native rites or Templar practices or the aesthetic athletic of the Order Templi Orientis, which is more or less a bodhisattvic intensive that really makes a strong man a potent player in keeping good space. So again, common sensey would appeal to the powers that be to write articles to the Mercury, to set the record straight, to catch yourself every time you use the word pot or grass or shit or dope. Take a little obsidian blade every time that you smoke pot and just make a mark right there so that you reverse that kind of thinking, so you put the brakes on that perception. You know, that's the way that they're projecting you. And you can't blame me, Mary Jane, because I'm, you know, here I am, you know, putting my head on the line. And, you know, the Gleaners Association is running amok, and they're just taking the best and leaving the rest, and that's why we call them Wasichu. And I want to ask you to keep a very sharp eye towards them, because they're making it very difficult for I and I to be a whole human being, to be a true man for you. And by and large, we don't really know what that is anymore. We've got some good ideas, and we've got some sexy tattooed goats out there. But as far as you know, the tribal revival and functioning as a community or some element of collective will that really makes for a pleasant lifestyle or a pleasant experience or a string of experiences, we really don't know what that means. We're too scared to come out of the closet. You know, nobody wants to die. You know, nobody wants to, well, everybody wants peace, but nobody, you know, wants justice. Nobody crying justice. I remember Peter and what he said. Well, in this case, I ramble on like a fucking crazy guy, like a madman. And in so doing, I'm going to leave you at the tail end of this program with a track that we recorded back in 95, 96. It's titled In the Wind, and it basically puts the spin on how I'm feeling tonight. And before giving that up, let's just put it out there that we are kicking up the volunteer efforts, and you'll have to pardon Bud Strider because the phlegm is catching up with him. I've been eating like free pizza for the last 2 weeks because that's all they feed us, and I'd be damned if they didn't even feed us that tonight. Some special events coming up, though. There's always a special event. We got the tattoo convention happening this weekend, which I'm sure will create quite a fervor and, in this case, perhaps a distraction. I'd like to get down there myself, but I'm putting my time where it belongs, and that's with the measure. And a new way of life. And then I'll get around to the body art, and I've got some good ideas about that and a few pieces that I've been sketching and working on, so... that's going to be this weekend, and then, well, of course, All Hallows next week. I hope that you feel comfortable in your alternative personam, And if you need a little help with that, there is a friend that wants to go shopping with you and have a good time at that. You know, you get permission to be that way, and it's a great test drive to see how you can be when you're full-time in the 1320 vortex. And, you know, and on top of your game, never having to return to your corporate persona. So, yeah, we're going to have that, the boogie-woogie and the hoochie-coo and all that. I think the howl is howling, and there's some other rather interesting events with the KBOO fundraiser and all that. But putting it out there to those who are in the know that Gary Newman is coming to town on November 1st, which is a great way of celebrating the victory vote on November 2nd. And that's going to be a good time tour. It's called the Pleasure Principle Tour, so we're going to be ready for that. And I promise to take a little extra effort to clean up the white flour and all of the volunteer leftover pizza, so we get plenty of boogie-woogie in there. And then November 3rd, we've got Dan America performing. I think he's performing. At least he's promoting Brie, which promises to be a very interesting skit of sorts. And I'm sure there's music and a catchy theme. And I've seen the posters around town. And Dan's a real character, and he's always involved in creative endeavors and so on and so forth. So without further ado, this is Warriors in the Wind.
Tell the truth of a sacred soul.